This is Morning Edition on NHPR. With every day that passes leading up to the New Hampshire primary, the pressure is mounting on Republican presidential hopefuls looking to make a splash here. Chris Scaldieri is a political science professor at St. Anselm College, and he joins us now to talk about all things New Hampshire primary. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning.
Chris, we're now less than 3 weeks away from voters heading to the polls here in the state. On the Republican side, which candidates are under the most pressure to do well here?
I think the candidates under the most pressure are the quartet of what I'm calling mainline Republicans: Jeb Bush, Chris Christie, John Kasich, Marco Rubio. These are four candidates who are all appealing to the same pool of voters here in New Hampshire. They're all, based on their records, candidates who you'd expect to do well here. However, there are four of them, and they are trailing Donald Trump, and they are likely to be also competing with Ted Cruz, who's probably going to do very well coming out of Iowa.
Yeah, it's a dwindling pool of voters here.
Exactly, exactly. And so the pressure is on each of these four to try to be the one remaining candidate from that four standing when the dust settles on primary night.
Yeah, talking about Jeb Bush, he was seen, of course, as an early favorite in the race, and now we're seeing a super PAC supporting him virtually. You know, they're unloading resources with an ad blitz leading up to Iowa and New Hampshire. Is it basically do or die for Bush?
Exactly. Given all of Bush's advantages, I think if he does not place at least in the top three coming out of New Hampshire, it's really difficult for him to justify continuing his campaign. And so for his super PAC, they're sitting on millions of dollars. They'd rather have no money and a Jeb Bush in the top three the day after the primary than a few million dollars in the bank and Jeb Bush placing sixth or worse.
Yeah, because they want to live to see another day.
Exactly.
Now, what do these candidates need to do heading into the final days before Iowa and, of course, New Hampshire? What's the strategy?
I think they're trying to identify their voters. They're trying to tear down their opponents. We're starting to see lots of negative attacks back and forth, attacking candidates on everything from their voting records to their positions on arcane tax policies. The candidates in the same tracks are essentially trying to get to the top of the track that they're in.
Just trying to be number two to Donald Trump at this point.
Potentially. There's also the possibility that something will happen to Trump between now and then. If it does, it's probably not going to be anything a candidate does. But it's entirely possible, for instance, that he could place second to Ted Cruz in Iowa, and that might lead to a catastrophic collapse of Trump's support. And I think that's in the back of everybody's mind. And then somebody who is polling, you know, second or third right now might potentially poll first or second in the primary.
The front runner in the GOP field, of course, continues to be Donald Trump, and he rolled out an endorsement this week, former Alaska Governor Sarah Palin. Does that have much of an impact here in New Hampshire, you think?
It might have some. Palin is probably not a Republican who would do well in New Hampshire if she were running herself, but she does help Donald Trump shore up his support among conservatives. One of the potential attacks that people have not really made that much against Trump is that he is in a lot of ways fairly moderate on a lot of social issues. He, you know, has taken positions on issues like taxes that break with Republican orthodoxy. Mm-hmm. And so for someone like Palin, who is still thought of pretty favorably by a lot of Republicans, to endorse Trump, I think that helps Trump among those voters and potentially hurts someone like Ted Cruz, who's trying to come at Trump from the right.
Yeah, shoring up a little bit of evangelical and Tea Party support.
Exactly. And the evangelical vote in particular is not huge in New Hampshire, but if you can cut into that support, and you're Donald Trump, that helps you and hurts Cruz.
On the Democratic side, Chris, a poll this week conducted by the UNH Survey Center stunned a lot of people. It has Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders with a massive 27-point lead over Hillary Clinton. Now, the Clinton supporters downplaying this poll. They're calling it an outlier. So what do you read into that?
I think it probably is an outlier. If you do enough polls, eventually you're going to get samples that have these really dramatic results. But I also think that the Sanders lead is consistent with most of the surveys we've seen of New Hampshire since the beginning of the year. And so I think that suggests to me that you know, Sanders really is ahead here, and that the Clinton campaign has a dwindling amount of time to try to change people's minds.
Stay tuned.
We will.
Chris Scaldieri is a political science professor at St. Anselm College. Chris, thanks so much.
Happy to be here.